Welcome everyone to Conversations with John and Lisa, and I am here with my gorgeous wife, Lisa. Honey, it's great to be with you.
Yeah, and you're old now.
I want to thank you for the beautiful celebration for my 60th birthday, but I will never be old on this earth, never, ever, because the Bible says that he makes our bodies, you know, he renews our bodies every
renews
day.
Renews our youth like the eagle. But I really like your gray hair.
I don't, but
well, yeah.
If you like it, that's what's most important.
I do. I love it.
But listen, thanks for the great birthday. You invited some of my friends in through, I think, the most beautiful birthday celebration ever. So thank you.
I think it's pretty amazing.
And so this week's review comes from Minerva.
Minerva G.
Hi, Minerva G.
It's like a gangster.
Anyway, she said, I'm getting so S-O-O-O-O-O much out of these podcasts. It's like being able to sit at a table with both of you and just listen to your conversations.
You have no idea how accurate that is.
I want that. That is so accurate, isn't it?
We're sitting at
Minerva,
our kitchen
we
table.
Love you. And we love being like a mom and dad to everybody out there because we really, really care about people. So, Lisa, we're talking about flying solo, right?
Yeah. So, listen, and this is something that so many people loved, actually just hearing this out loud. So last episode, we talked about the myth of singleness is a problem to be solved. And let's talk about married people. The goal of this series. So if you're listening, you're like, what? I don't want to hear about singleness. But if you're a married person, the goal
of
this series is for you to understand how to include and welcome singles into the church family. We want to find ways to empower, include single people, and not leave them feeling like they are a problem to be solved because they're isolated.
Yes, unknowingly, I think a lot of married couples can sometimes easily make singles feel isolated. Like they're part of a, we don't know what to do with you group. And that's so wrong because it's the whole church. You know, it's neither Jew nor Greek. It's neither male nor female. We're all one in Christ
Jesus. And they
Jesus.
Have perspectives. Sometimes as married couples, we lose contact with. So it's really important to have
Correct.
That as an option. Okay. And then also, if you are a single person right now, we want to encourage you and inspire you for this season. And and we've had some people say, why are you saying season? You know, Paul was single forever. Well, whatever it is.
Whatever. Paul, you still single? Anyway.
Well, it's part of the Bride of Christ. But we're hoping this series will challenge you to fully pursue God's plan and purposes in your life. The last thing we want anybody who is single to do is to put their life on hold.
Correct. Nobody.
Don't do it.
And Lisa, that couldn't be said better because nobody who is single is on
hold.
That's
why I said it.
That's right.
I said it.
So myth number three is single people need to be married. That's a myth.
Yep.
Got it. Okay. So let's talk about it. Not all single people want to be married.
And that's okay.
That is a fine.
That's okay. It's not wrong to want to be single. I mean, Paul talked about it. He was like, you're going to get married. You're going to have to pay attention to what your wife wants or what your husband wants. Like, you've had to come over to Espresso because you're married now.
Well, Lisa, you know, who I think about is Rosalind, our friend in Italy. You know, Rosalind is a very fun human being. I mean, I remember the first time I went over there, she had 1,000 people in her conference, and they were like mostly 20 to 30-year-olds. She's over 200 churches in Italy. And I just sat at the table and I thought, this woman's delightful. And she has zero interest in being married.
Right.
She's in her mid-40s?
Yeah, and then she knows what she's called to do.
Yeah.
And it would just kind of complicate some stuff. So she has no desire to be married. And I remember when I met her for the first time as well in Milan, she just explained to me that Jesus was like, hey, I've called you to this season of singleness because that is your effectiveness. And I don't even want to say singleness, but your lifestyle, a lifestyle of singleness because that's where your effectiveness
is. So what I'm saying is she's prepared to be single for the rest of her
life. Right.
And she's happy about that.
Absolutely.
And we loved being with her. I mean, we were just...
She's not missing out.
We were just doing a conference in Palermo, Sicily, and we took Addison and Julie.
She came down.
And she came down for the conference, and when she heard we were going to tour Rome, because we took one day, because Addison and Julie had never seen Rome, she was like, oh my gosh, I'd love to come. And we were delighted to have her.
She was amazing.
And I never felt awkward because she didn't have her husband with her. It was Addison and Julie, you and me and her.
I felt awkward because I had my husband with me. I was like, I just want to hang with Rosalind by myself.
That's hilarious. Anyway.
Okay, so marriage doesn't fix single people's issues. So for a single who does want to, so there's the ones that are like, hey, I don't think I'm weird because I don't want to get married. But then there's other people that they do desire to get married. And the lie is, you complete me. So it's, you are not complete in another person. You are complete in Christ.
And
you
Lisa,
never want to give anybody that much power over you.
Some of the people I've met in the church are people that thought that marriage would fix their loneliness. And they got married and they were more lonely.
Yeah.
And it's so sad because I think that people that only people should be allowed to get married, and I know this is ridiculous, but I'm going to say it, are the people that are completely content in Christ being single, because then they end up coming into marriage with a very healthy attitude. I'm coming to this marriage to serve.
Yeah.
This is a covenant that I'm making.
That's
going to
be hard to,
serve. To
be a restriction to be completely content in Christ.
Yeah, but I am saying, Lisa, that
I do think these things need to be said.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really interesting, John. Today, I was reading one of my friend's Instagrams, and she had posted, somebody had brought in a question, who is married, who said, my husband isn't being the spiritual leader. He's not doing Bible studies with me. He's not praying with me. He's not this, so I'm not having sex with him. And basically,
I know,
she took it that far.
Wow.
But basically, she was making her husband spiritually responsible for her spiritual relationship with Jesus Christ. And so if somebody is thinking that getting married is going to make somebody spiritually responsible for your spiritual relationship, then that's going to be a problem. And if you're a guy and you thought getting married was going to fix your sex problem, you can see that that actually didn't work out well for this couple. So we don't want to manipulate people, but you know, yeah, we have to find our completeness in Christ, single or married. Bottom line.
Correct.
It's a human thing.
Correct.
Not a marriage or single thing. Number one cause of divorce in
yep.
marriage is what? Say it. Everybody out there, guess. You guys guess first while John gets ready to read it. Do you see it?
It is financial problems. And I knew that from marriage counseling.
And
that's always the first thing I talk about is communication and financial troubles are the two things that cause the greatest divorce, and I would say number three would be pornography. And so,
yeah, huge, 56%. And John, it's just growing. If this does not get addressed in the body of Christ, it's just going to continue.
Okay,
to grow.
I want to make that really clear so everybody gets it. They're not thinking financial is 56%.
No,
pornography
number one
is 56.
Cause. Yeah, so pretty soon it's going to actually overcompass it. So 56% of American divorces involve one party. So it isn't always the husband. One party having an obsessive interest in pornographic websites.
Yeah, and I will say that you and I both know that I had that situation. I got free May 6, 1985. So we were married almost 3 years. And it really created problems. And it was something that I thought would get fixed by getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't.
Yeah.
It actually probably got worse.
Yeah, and that jumps right into those things. Those other married people need to stop implying that marriage fixes things, like you need a nice girl to keep you out of trouble. So getting married does not fix the pornography problem.
Right. And I want to say this, Lisa. 68% of the men that attend church on a regular basis, they look at pornography on a regular basis. Both of us carry such a burden to see people free that we did an entire course that's
You did it. Yeah.
Yeah,
you said it was the one you're most excited about.
Yeah, I think it's probably the most powerful course I've ever done, and it launches in August of 2019. And I'm so excited about it because I said things that I have never even said to our sons or you.
Mm-hmm.
And I opened up and just shared how God walked me through the process of getting free. If you're listening right now and you're single and this is an issue in your life, or even if you're married and this is an issue in your life, please get this course. Please go through it. You can do all access. You can do it, you know, a la carte and just get it when it comes out. I think it's the first week of August. But we have to be free because, Lisa, the thing that is so terrible is the shame that comes with it. And that shame just keeps beating you down and down and down, and you feel more and more distance from God. Now, let me tell you, He's not kicking you out. He's not pushing you away. But God says, your sins have separated you from me. And so I just want to say that God wants you free, and God wants you back into a healthy relationship with Him and with others.
And I'm sure we're going to do some podcasts on that because it's a huge thing to talk
yes.
about. So, all right, then here's another thing. You need to marry a rich guy. The way you shop, is that going to financial problems. I don't think that worked out well either. So people, stop saying that to people.
You need to find a nice guy if you want kids. There's many paths to motherhoods, Lisa. You can adopt. You can be a foster parent. You can go and visit orphans. As James says, I just read it this morning in James chapter 1 in my Bible reading, that pure and undefiled religion is this, that you help orphans and widows in their trouble.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of ways you can be.
Yeah. You don't have to get married to be a mother. You can be a big sister and a mother to young girls.
Well,
Paul
called
Timothy
his son over and over and over. He called Titus his son.
One of my precious friends, Lisa, adopted a baby girl from Haiti. And, you know, she had a lot of people saying, you can't do that because you're single. They should have two parents. And she said, God said, hey, it is better that this little girl has a mother than has nobody. So stop acting like people that are single can't adopt children.
So I want to read Colossians chapter 3 because it's so important that we understand we get saved. Our spirits are saved, but our souls are being saved.
Renewed.
It's a process.
Sanctified,
And God wants us to be sanctified. In Colossians 3, verses 3 through 7 says, for you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, okay, hear that,
not
who
your
is
husband
your life,
or
not
your, wife.
Your husband or wife, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory, which means greatness. Put to death, I love this, put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived. So it's important that Paul says, we put to death. Mm-hmm. And Lisa, you can't put to death something by saying, I'm not going to think about it. I'm not going to think about it. You have to replace it with the Word of God. You have to replace it with fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit, fellowshipping with the saints. You have to replace. That's God's way.
It's a personal responsibility. It doesn't say your husband will put to death, or your wife will put it to death, or getting married will put it to death. This is an individual relationship with Jesus Christ.
And I find that if we walk in the Spirit, that puts to death the deeds of the flesh.
So
and
good.
They have proven that neurologically. Because what happens is our brains are wired, Lisa, to go to the easiest possible conclusion. So if we've already been thinking about a certain way, I'm lonely, I'm single, that's where our brain will go in our hard time quicker than anything else. We've got to pave a new trail in our mind of Jesus is my ever-present source of joy. And begin to speak the word in our mind. So now we're creating a new neural pathway, and the old one's having weeds grow up on it just for people to get a visual. So I want to encourage you, the way to renew your mind is not think, I'm not. It's replacing it with who you are in Christ from his word.
Yeah, and you know, as you renew your mind and as you grow, you're going to actually find that a lot of the misgivings and feeling like your emptiness is actually going to shift. So we want to say to the single friends, go after this place of growth now. Don't wait to get married and hope your spouse will solve your problems or do Bible studies with you every night or pray with you 5 times a day. It would be great if that happens, but it probably isn't. If you want to change some aspect of your life, don't delay. Do it now. Become the best version of who God wants you to be. Again, we just want to echo to the married friends, stop implying, maybe you're just doing it without even realizing, stop implying that marriage fixes things, because married people, we know that it doesn't. And it communicates to our single friends that they are incomplete without a partner.
So
we don't want to be part of the problem. We want to be part of the answer.
That's right. So everybody, we just want to thank you so much for just being a part of our sitting around the table and discussing. And if you want to, if you want Lisa and I or our team to read your review or answer some of your questions, be sure to drop us a note on iTunes in the comment section. And please be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss any of the episodes in our new series. And feel free to share with your friends. Just say, hey, I'm really getting strengthened by what John and Lisa are talking about. Years and years of experience of being married, of being in in the ministry, and just tell your friends about it so they can join in with us. Until next time, we hope you have a very, very blessed couple weeks.
Hey guys, Alec Bevere here. I hope you have been enjoying the Flying Solo podcast series. If you want to discover the best things that you can do before getting married, don't forget to check out the full course I did with my mother at messengercourses.com. See you guys soon.